A spectrum of color erupts from a bright light. The light shines on the top of a torch held by a woman draped in a toga. The word Columbia is hung above her head and puffy clouds frame the background. Subtext, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. Leaves fall off a bush as a group of people walk with the sun behind them. The footage of the people morphs into a boy hitting a drum. Text beneath the boy, Mandate Pictures. A child rides their bike past a hedge fronting a two-story brown-sided home. Inside the home, a record spins on a record player. A poster on the wall reads, Live Bowery Ballroom Halloween $10.
Hey, this is Triss. Leave a message after the beep.
Hey, Triss, it's Nick. How are you? It's about 3 in the afternoon. I think you're probably still at school. I stayed home today. I took a personal day. I just wanted to finish up some creative projects and stuff that I've been working on around here. Nothing to do with you or anything. So, I'm sorry, real sorry I missed you. I was hoping to get you on the phone. I haven't talked to you in a while. And I just kind of wanted to speak to you at some point. You know, I think last time we spoke, we both kind of said some really nasty things that neither of us meant, you know, just like, you broke up with me. You know, everything on my B-day.
Nick's wall is decorated with photos of himself with a teenage girl, newspaper clippings and illustrations from CD covers. Nick takes a seat at his desk.
Also, that mixed CD that I left on your doorstep was the last one that I'll be making for you.
A CD ejects from his laptop.
More or less. Anyway, give me a call. I'm doing very well. I hope you're great. Have a great weekend and do something fun, you know. Just get out there. Call me, though, when you get a chance. All right. Bye.
Your message has been deleted.
Fuck.
If you'd like to re-record your message, press 1.
Nick lets his phone fall beside him. Cut-out photos of Nick and the teenage girl frame the wall. Columbia Pictures and Mandate Pictures present a depth of field production. Names of famous rock bands sketched on a page are pushed aside. The name Michael Cera is drawn as if it's shooting out from the page. Title, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. Teenage girls dressed in school uniforms bustled down the hall at a high school. Text, Kat Dennings. A brunette girl wears over-ear headphones and dances as she turns a lock on a locker. Text, Alexis DeZina.
Nora! Nora! It's Friday, pumpkin!
I'm sorry, do you mind? I'm in my zone.
Oh, you're in your zone?
What?
I'm so sorry. Oh, what?
Could you please
what?
Come?
What?
Could you please come what? Join my zone?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Triss.
You made another one. Look at the ridiculous cover art.
Triss throws a CD out.
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Let's go already. He makes the best mixes in the world. Look at this cover art. Triss does not know what she gave up. Road to Closure, Volume 12? Poor bastard.
You are so in love with this guy, it is ridiculous.
Okay, I've never met him. I have no idea who he is. I'm just going to put this in my iPod.
Text, Rafi Gavron and Jonathan B. Wright. Nick draws red circles on a CD in his room. Text, NJ Baruchel. Nick gets up from his desk and opens his second-story window. He watches as a vintage van runs into the trash cans in front of his house. Nick grimaces as a teenage boy opens the driver's side door.
Is that, always there?
Yes, always.
Sorry.
That's where we put the garbage.
Nick gives a curt wave and shuts his window as the van driver picks up the trash. Nick walks out his front door.
Yo. I'm not going.
What do you mean you're not going?
Let's load the van.
I don't want to go. I'm taking a mental health day.
Hey, we have a gig, Nikki. This is a big night for us.
This is our first night with our new name.
Yeah.
We are the Jerkoffs.
And we finally found a drummer.
You found a drummer? Who?
Nick's friend taps a kid's drum toy.
It's a children's toy. Who's going to operate that thing?
You.
Okay, thanks for coming by, guys.
Hey, Nikki, we love you, okay? But you've been depressed for a month, and it's not cool anymore. So get your clothes on, we're gonna play this gig, and then we're gonna find you something better, okay?
Someone better.
Yes.
It's not that easy, guys. You don't know what it's like to be straight, okay? It's awful.
Nick's friends raise their eyebrows at each other.
For all of you wears fluffy pants out there, for the first time since the last time, looks like Fluffy's to be found somewhere in the five boroughs tonight. The rarest show on Earth is rumored to go on after hours, so keep an eye out for those little white rabbits. You never know where they might lead you.
Fluffy. You can't say no to Fluffy.
Okay, all right.
Yes!
I'll go. Let me put the clothes.
Put the clothes.
And I'm taking my own car. And put on some pants!
Nora walks out from school.
Oh my God, what?
Okay. I just got a text from Perry saying, where's Fluffy? He's doing a surprise show in this city tonight.
Oh my God!
Last time they had a surprise show, it was at Arlene's. I vote we start there.
But wait. Oh, you have to promise me that you won't get drunk and leave me alone the whole night.
When have I ever done that?
I promise.
Caroline! So did you hear who's Fluffy playing in the city tonight? I love that band.
It's where's Fluffy?
Whatever. So I'm bringing this guy. He's been following me around the mall for like 3 months.
Maybe it's your scent.
Yeah, what's that called? I Cheat on People by Calvin Klein.
What do you wear? My Daddy's Famous by Dior?
All right, you're both pretty.
I was only kidding. So scent.
Nora lowers her gaze.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.
Why do you humor me?
She's not that bad. We grew up with her. Just don't let it ruin your night.
Nick leaves his house with a hardshell guitar case in hand. He steps past the spilled garbage on the curb towards an old two-door yellow hatchback parked across the street. Nick peers back at an old man on the sidewalk as he opens the driver's side door. He turns his guitar case over and tries to put it over the headrest. He jimmies it over the headrest, and it takes up the entire back seat of the car. He hits the case with his hand. Text, production designer David Dornberg. Now in the driver's seat, Nick tries to start his car. It rolls backwards.
God damn it! Come on!
The car drives ahead. Now in normal clothes, Caroline pours a flask into a Gatorade bottle.
Cheers!
Hey baby, you look good!
Oh, you look good, baby!
Woo! A bus drives towards New York City as the night falls. Text, producers Carrie Kahansky, Chris Weitz, Paul Weitz, and Andrew Miano. Nick peers over at the front seat while he drives. Based on the novel by Rachel Cohn and David Levithan. Nick frowns as he returns his gaze to the road ahead. He drives over a bridge. Screenplay by Lorene Scafaria. City lights illuminate the skyscrapers overlooking the river in New York and stars speckle the sky above. Directed by Peter Sollett. A chalkboard sign outside a bar reads, Tonight Bishop Allen the Jerkoffs. Nick's band plays on the stage. The lead singer touches Nick's head as he plays guitar. Nora watches Nick from within the crowd and Caroline slams a drink at the bar. She takes a lemon from the guy beside her and sucks on it, then throws her hands up. Nick wears a serious expression as he looks out into the crowd and spots Tris weaving between people. She smiles up at him and bobs to the beat. The lead singer rips his muscle shirt and throws it into the crowd. Caroline steps up behind Nora. Nick watches as a tall teenage boy wraps his arm around Tris from behind. Tris pushes him off of her and smiles innocently.
We are the Jerkoffs!
Tris whispers in her date's ear and Nick frowns on stage.
Nick, the drum machine, turn it off.
Yeah, I don't know how this works, but no on or off.
No, it sucks! Oh, drum machine sucks! Mother, buy that door, get
Nick takes off his guitar strap.
Oh my god, you dirty little slut.
What?
You're practically blowing him with your eyes.
I am... You cannot do anybody with your eyes, Caroline.
Well, you can.
But whatever, he's a complete mo. Look at him.
He's not a mo. Look at how shitty he's dressed and his Supercuts haircut. He's coming.
I know. Shh.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Nick walks away.
That was really good.
Well, he's bridge and tunnel, obviously.
If he's bridge and tunnel, then what does that make us?
That doesn't make us anything, Caroline. You're very drunk. Come on, let's go.
Whatever, you're drunk. Why don't you cut the cord, Mom?
Hi.
Caroline leaves with a boy.
God.
Hi, I've been looking at you guys. Have you been looking at me?
Nick's friend grabs his arm.
Hey, Nikki. Ask this beefy guy what his name is for me.
What's your name?
Anything you want it to be.
Nick gives his friend a blank look.
He's creepy.
He's harmless. And he's gonna help us find Fluffy. What's your problem?
She's here.
I thought you told her not to come to the shows.
I did. She came anyways.
Don't even think about going over there.
I need to say hi if she came all this way just to see me.
Dude, don't give in to temptation. She's not worth it.
Nick stares at Triss as her date whispers in her ear. He envisions himself in a collared t-shirt smiling at Triss as she sits on a bed in a silk nightie. She runs her hands over her chest and grins up at Nick. She waves at him and motions for him to come over to her. Nick cracks a bashful smile. He steps towards Triss as she tugs on her nightie and tucks her hair behind her ear.
Oh my god, I love it.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. Oh my god, all right, how's it look?
It's great. It looks really good.
Is it too long in the back?
Triss pulls up the nightie and Nick shakes his head.
So you like it?
Oh.
Come here. Uh-huh.
Good.
But who do you belong to?
Triss.
In the present, Nick stares at Triss dancing with her date with longing in his eyes. Nora stares across the bar.
Nora! Alone again?
Hey, Triss. I'm looking for you everywhere.
This is the one I was telling you about. Don't you have any friends who'd be into her?
You know what? That's okay. Thanks anyway.
Oh, well, you know, Gary's in college. You could totally have better luck with college guys. You know, that's when guys really get into stuff like how smart a girl is, you know? It's not all about looks.
Yeah, Gary seems real deep.
Nora looks off.
But I guess Ira Silverberg's daughter doesn't have to worry about looks.
I came here with someone, actually.
Really?
Yep.
Who?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, I guess you should be getting back to him then.
Yeah.
Nora stands with her mouth open and Triss nods at her.
Okay, I'm gonna go see him then.
Triss watches as Nora hesitates a moment, then walks away. She frowns as she walks past two girls towards Nick, who stands alone at the bar and stares at Triss from afar.
Hi. I know this is gonna sound weird and I'm a total stranger, but would you be my boyfriend for 5 minutes?
What?
Nora grabs Nick's arm and motions at him.
Him? Okay, just be cool. Just please go with it, okay?
Nora leans in and kisses Nick on the lips. He places his hand on her shoulder for a moment. Triss spots Nick and Nora kissing. Her smile vanishes and fades into a look of concern. Nora opens her eyes at Nick and slowly leans back to face him.
Nick! Nora! How do you guys, like, know each other?
What?
Oh, we go to the same dentist together. Dr. Manowitz.
Come on, Gary.
Triss leads Gary away.
Hey, did you get my mixes?
Nora shakes her head.
How do you know Triss?
Mixes? Are you Triss's Nick?
She told you about me? How do you know her?
Oh, dear God.
Go.
Caroline kisses a man in a gold blazer.
Help!
I just made out with Triss's sloppy second.
What's the problem now?
Caroline, the problem is that this is not going to compete with perfect little that, okay? It's time to go. Night is over.
Oh, I fell.
I know you.
Hey, let me give you a hand with that.
I gotta get her home now.
Are you going back to Englewood? Oh, I can take you back there. Is that where you live?
Do I look like I'm from Englewood?
I don't know if you're saying that you are from there or you're not.
That's some super cut you got there, dude.
She's drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just parked right up front.
Okay.
Walk her out there.
Wait. Stop. Are you mad at me?
No, Caroline.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, we're Bishop Allen.
The crowd erupts in dance, and Nick and Nora help Caroline walk away.
Try to walk. Focus on walking.
Hi, guys. So, look, I need you.
What?
Can we get a ride?
We? Is you and this fellow here? Is that we?
Well, sorry, Trace, the car's full.
You didn't say hi to me earlier. Are you mad at me?
I think you should probably take Drunkzilla here back to Daddy's house anyway, don't you? And I was just talking to Nick, so.
You know what, Tris? There's no room for you, okay? Not tonight. Come on.
Well, that's cool. I'll catch up with you guys. You know, it's a small car anyway. You guys have fun.
Gary taps Tris's shoulder.
Not now, Gary.
Just can't show.
Nora sits in the front of Nick's car.
Yeah, sorry. Give me a minute.
Damn it, why won't she turn?
Ew.
I think it's gotta cool down.
You go. Dad, you don't see many of these Easter eggs on the road.
Yeah, once you buy one, you see them everywhere.
Oh, yeah? Pretty small, in mint condition, though.
Yeah, this is the result of a lot of time and care, unfortunately. Ugh.
Are you off duty?
This isn't a cab.
Are you off duty?
It's not a cab, my friend, I promise you.
Hey, don't get mad.
I wasn't getting mad.
Nick's bandmates drive over in their van.
What is that?
It's not as ominous as it seems.
I told you they look cute together. Okay, here's the plan. I'm gonna go give Nikki a pep talk. Dev, clean up the girl.
Nick! I feel you two might get stuck. Having some trouble.
Stalled again?
Hi, Tom. Hi, beefy guy.
Lady friend.
Yes.
Dev could use your assistance in the van, if you please. Thank you.
In the van?
Yeah, in the van. Large vehicle right there. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Caroline winces as Tom hops in the car. Nora fondles her hair as she approaches the van. She climbs inside and Dev crouches behind the front seat.
Hi.
Try this.
A bra.
What?
Let's just say we're not the biggest fans of his dreaded ex. And we've decided you're to be a salvation. Besides, we saw you two making out, and we think you're the one. I'm just gonna get you a sports bra.
This isn't a sports bra.
Come on, we're all ladies here.
He hands her lingerie.
Are you seriously talking about Tris right now?
I think this might be my opportunity to get some answers, you know?
Do not talk to this girl about Tris, Nikki. I mean it. Look, we'll take the drunk mess home. You kids go find Fluffy, and text us when you do, and we'll meet you there. What could possibly go wrong?
Nora puts on her sweater and fans her long hair over top of it.
Okay.
Dev peeks at her boosted cleavage.
Oh, it's better than the uni boot.
Nora tucks her hair behind her ear. Beefy guy shuts the hood of Nick's car.
What?
Oh, this isn't gonna work, okay? He's hung up on Tris.
You look gorgeous. And let me tell you something. Nikki is definitely worth the underwire. Just needs a little push, that's all.
Nora peers out the front window at Nick as he puts on his jacket outside his car and the driver's door shuts itself.
Oh, God, I gotta get my friend home.
We'll do it.
What?
We'll do it. Go find Fluffy.
Go.
Hey, unlock the door, please.
Hi, hello.
Caroline? Honey, can you hear me?
Oh, aren't you a sweet thing?
Wake up, Caroline!
Wake up! Get out! Please be cheerful. This is not a toy. Can you?
You just need to be quiet.
Nora hops out of the van and Caroline drunkenly waves from inside the backseat of Nick's car. A crowd watches as Tom knocks on the window and Nick points at the lock. She stares up at them in a daze and Beefy Guy hits the window. Nora pushes Beefy Guy aside.
Unlock the door, bitch!
Please don't be mad at me, I'm right
here. Caroline, just like we practiced.
Go like this.
I'm right
go
here.
Go like that.
Yell at me.
Back up. Up a little.
Yeah. Everybody move along.
Thank you.
Hooray. Come with me. I got her.
Okay, nobody look.
I got her.
If you touch one hair on her head anywhere, I will kill all of you.
Nora, I'm being carried. You look so good.
Oh, she'll be okay.
Is she conscious?
She'll be okay. They're not gonna kill her.
Eyes appear.
Nora grins and pulls up her shirt and Nick climbs into his driver's seat. He waves at his friends in the van as they back away, then puts his car into gear. His rusty hatchback pulls away from the side of the road and his muffler puffs out smoke. He drives through a stop sign.
So where do you think Fluffy's gonna be?
Should we try Mercury Lounge?
Yeah, that's good.
But you know Fluffy's not going on till super late, though. So I guess we have some time to kill then.
They drive past a diner with a neon sign and Nora grabs a CD off the dashboard. She puts it inside a CD player.
So, your friends are all gay, right?
Not all my friends.
Not all your friends, but the ones in the van are gay.
Yeah, I mean, they're all gay, yeah. 100%, you know, gay, every day, all the time.
Relief.
If anyone's gonna get raped in that van, it will be a guy.
It's good.
You wanna get a drink or something?
I don't drink at all.
I don't even.
Yeah. Are you straight edge like I am?
I don't really subscribe to any lady.
Nora peers out the window and sticks out her tongue slightly. Nick stares ahead and Nora cracks a smile as she looks over at him.
Hey, what's that banging?
Is it my car?
I think it's, drums. Get it? Get it? Rhythm? Rhythmic drumming on drums? Because when you're in a band, you need drums, and you're in a band and you don't have drums.
Thanks. Haven't heard that before.
I didn't mean your band wasn't good, I just drum. You can just drop me off here if you want.
Men run towards the car.
Yo!
Oh my god!
Yeah!
Hi.
Hey. Barry Barron.
No, I'm not a cab, sir. I'm not a cab.
Oh, it's so good to be alone.
Finally.
Barry Barron?
You made that happen. Oh god, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I hate you that. Oh.
A couple canoodles in the back of the car as Nick drives through the city. His yellow hatchback passes by taxis. The couple kisses heatedly in the back seat and the woman sticks her tongue in her partner's mouth. Her partner sucks on her tongue. Nora sneaks a glance back at them.
So are you from Englewood?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Englewood, up to no good. I'm from Hoboken.
Hoboken, no joking, what?
I love you.
I love you?
I love you so much, it's retarded.
So are you going off to college?
You smell so good.
I don't know. I got into Brown.
Oh, you smell like soap.
But I have this job lined up here, which is, I really don't know. And I have to make up my mind fast because they're only holding my spot at Brown until tomorrow.
I'm going to Berklee School of Music.
Oh, yeah?
In Boston.
That's awesome.
If you went to Brown, you'd only be an hour away.
Yeah.
Oh. What's wrong?
Cramp.
What? What? Hold on. My hand's stuck in the seatbelt.
Cramp.
They drive towards a club with a line outside it.
Okay, last stop. Get out, please.
What do I owe you?
It's 8:50.
You go, man.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, careful now.
Oh my God.
All right. Okay.
Ow.
Cherish one another, folks.
Ow.
Don't slam my door, please.
Oh.
Nice, folks. Charged a little extra for the cleanup. It's gonna be fun. Thanks for sticking that out with me.
Nora grins at Nick, then averts her gaze. He smiles at her with his mouth closed. Nick smiles wider and peers ahead. He turns to look at Nora and they smile at one another.
So that's it, Tris. That's the breakup mix. 10 songs from my broken... That's not even real. Can we go straight to laughing about this?
I have to pee.
Okay.
Nora shuts the door and approaches the club.
Hey, how you been?
It's okay.
Nick sits back in his seat and unbuckles his seatbelt. He grabs a cleaner bottle and sprays the back seat with Febreze. Meanwhile, inside the club, Nora holds her phone up to her ear.
Caroline, pick up the phone.
Nora enters a dingy bathroom stall with stickers on it.
Caroline?
In the van, Caroline lays on the floor with her phone clutched in her hand.
Look, Dev, I'm sick and tired of arguing about our band's name.
Caroline gazes around the back.
What about Shit Sandwich?
What about Shit Sandwich?
We are Shit Sandwich.
Whatever happened to Dick Ache? I like Dick Ache.
I got it. What about the tight ends?
Going balls deep.
Caroline grabs her dress and the van squeals around the corner. The guys turn off the van and up out. Caroline looks around and her breath quickens. She pushes herself up and swings open the back doors of the van. She sprints down the street. At the club, Nora sits on the toilet and lowers her phone from her ear. She smooths her hair back and stares at the toilet paper dispenser. She spots little bunnies and question marks drawn on the stall. Her gaze follows a trail of bunnies on the stall walls and she stands up to examine a message written in the corner of the wall. She touches her finger against it and it marks her finger red. The message reads, "Find Fluffy at BK Pool tonight."
Cool, I got a clue!
Nora rushes past a woman with a guest list outside towards Nick.
Hey, you're not gonna believe this!
Nick and Nora drive down St. Mark's Place.
So can we talk about how cool Fluffy is?
They're my favorite band in the world.
I mean,
you don't understand. I've gotten so many people into that band.
Me too.
You know, I had a bootleg of Black Carnage before anybody else ever heard it. Like, I think I was the first person outside of the band to ever hear that song.
Okay.
I'm sure that I was.
Yeah.
We went to go see them one time at the Elbow Room.
Yes.
And it was a total bait and switch. Are You Randy showed up instead.
Ugh, that literally makes me want to die.
I hate those guys. I was the one that got her into Where's Fluffy. It was me. She'd never even heard of them until I put one of their songs on a mix CD for her. Tris. I'm talking about Tris.
Is that right?
How well do you guys know each other? You go to Sacred Heart together, or you guys talk a lot? Talk about her new boyfriend?
Wow. I cannot believe Tris dated a straight edge. That's, like, astounding.
Well, what did she say about me? She said I was the straight edge?
Can I just ask, what did you see in her? I could floss with that girl.
This is your friend that we're talking about?
All right, okay, so I'm the bad guy now. Is this what we're doing? I'm the bad guy?
If you really want to know, she actually supported our music and our band when nobody else did. Not that that's any of your business.
Okay, forget it. I can't do this.
Do what?
Just make a U-turn and take me back to Ludlow, all right? I'll find my own way.
Perfect.
I refuse to be the goodie bag at your pity party, Nick.
Don't have to yell. It's not a train station. We're in a tiny car.
Just drive me off.
I will.
Nick does a U-turn in the middle of the street. He pulls over to the opposite side of the road.
Are you crazy?
I don't know what I did to you to make you so angry.
Nothing. You're ridiculous.
No, you don't even know me.
I know you. I know your make.
My make?
You're an emo punk band boy and you're obsessed with Tris.
They can make action figures out of you, drummer not included.
You know, it's funny that Triss never mentioned you, considering what good friends you are, but she did mention some frigid, jealous Jap that was completely jealous of her and who was a complete bitch.
Oh, jealous?
Yeah, and now I think I know exactly who she was referring
to. Let's dance, douchebag!
All right, sweetheart, you think you have something to...
I am not jealous!
Oh, no, man, she's not jealous.
Nick grabs his throat and men stare at him from the sidewalk. He grabs his phone out of his pocket.
Awesome. Awesome night.
So, how's it going?
It's great until she choked me out.
Oh, kinky.
What's up with you guys?
Well, everything's fine here, Nick. Peachy, it's just we sort of kind of lost a girl.
What girl?
You know, the girl.
What?
Yeah, well, came to Grace Papaya to grab a bite to eat, and she must have woke up because the chick is pulling the coup.
Tom, that's not acceptable.
I know.
So, the shipbox stall again?
You want us to pick you up?
Tom, you have to find her.
We already looked everywhere. Nikki, she's not in the van. She's not in Grace Papaya. She's gone. So I think now is the time we cut our losses and go find Fluffy. Okay? Hello, Nikki?
Nick walks towards Nora, who stands on the street with her arm out.
Hey, Tal, it's me. Where are you?
Hey. They lost Carolyn.
What?
Nora.
The van pulls over to the side of the street. Nick and Nora open the back and Beefy Guy falls on his side with a flashlight under his mouth.
You kids been drinking?
No.
Why not? We're having a search party.
Search party!
Nick and Nora climb in the van and it pulls away.
Search party, NYC. Search party, NYC. Caroline, where the hell can you be?
Guys, we need to be adults right now.
I don't have $11.
How much do you have?
Total?
Yeah.
At a bus terminal. Caroline counts her change at the counter and grins at the ticket booth worker.
$1.
$1 won't get you to Newark.
Oh, no, no. I didn't say I wanted to go to Newark. Okay, I'm just gonna tell you something. I was kidnapped tonight. Seriously. In this van with these guys talking about going balls deep. Sounds like fun, right? Not always. Scary.
The ticket man shuts the curtain to his booth. The van drives past McDonald's.
I just think that your cuffs isn't hardcore enough.
We're not calling ourselves Shit Sandwich, and that is final. I want my stepbrother to have at least a possibility of seeing one of our shows.
Yeah, well, I'm a third of this group too, Tom, if not more.
How are you more?
I'm the lead singer.
The van takes a sharp turn.
Ow! Ow!
Whoa. All right.
I can't believe I'm missing Where's Fluffy for this.
Oh. Where's Fluffy? Where?
Yeah, well, supposedly at Brooklyn Pool. Yeah, but we can't go because we need to relocate the entire person that you guys managed to lose on your watch.
Thank you very much.
Oh, come on!
Okay, listen, she's probably there. I mean, the chick likes to party. I say we do a drive-by.
No. Absolutely not. No drive-bys. Look, the sooner we find Caroline, the sooner we can find Fluffy, and the sooner this night will be over.
Okay.
You know, if you have a drummer, then why do you have drums, you fistful of assholes?
Fistful of assholes.
I like it.
Nick smiles at Nora and grabs his neck, and Nora returns a harsh glare. Caroline walks through the bus terminal with one high heel in her hand. She sits down next to a cook eating on a bench.
Hi, I'm Caroline. What's your name?
The man avoids Caroline's gaze and chews his food.
You know what, that's okay, you don't have to tell me. It's been like one of those nights, you know? I was with my friend Nora, who you don't know, but you really like her because everybody likes Nora, and she left me tonight, which is, she never does that, and then I was kidnapped. And then she, usually when I go home with her, she makes me a turkey sandwich when I get home, but I might never get home, you know? I'm so tired.
Caroline peers down at the cook's takeout container, which has a sandwich inside it. He subtly shuts the container and Caroline grins at him.
Is that a turkey sandwich?
The cook nods and Caroline's eyes light up. The cook opens up his takeout container and points it towards Caroline. She takes out her piece of gum from her mouth.
Can you hold this for me?
The cook grabs her gum.
Thank you so much. Oh my god. Hi.
Caroline sniffs the sandwich. Caroline gags as she rises from the bench. She puts her gum back in her mouth and rushes away. The van drives through New York and stops outside the Port Authority bus terminal. Nora and the guys walk inside.
Okay, Englewood. Okay. Well, the last bus to Englewood left 7 minutes ago.
See? She's fine. Let's go.
No, just because there was a last bus doesn't mean she was on the last bus, okay?
Oh, you and your logic.
I'm trying her again.
Caroline sprints into a stall. She rubs her forehead and grabs her jacket.
I'll get it.
She struggles to flip open her phone above the toilet. She crouches beside the puke-covered toilet and winces as she peers over her shoulder. She gazes down at the murky water. She reaches her hand inside the toilet and pulls out her cell phone.
Nora! Help me.
Caroline, where are you? Tell me where you are.
Nora, my gum!
What? Can you hear me? Caroline.
The cleaning lady enters the bathroom.
Can you hear me? Caroline.
Shit!
Where is she?
I don't know where she is. I couldn't hear over the music.
Caroline grimaces as she leans her head back against the stall door. She frowns at her chewed gum she grabbed from inside the toilet and sticks it inside her mouth. She cracks a smile as she chews it.
Music. What music?
She's at Brooklyn Pool.
She's probably looking for you.
In Brooklyn.
Let's go.
To Brooklyn?
Dev holds up his hands.
Fine, let's go to Brooklyn.
Nora and the guys walk past the bathrooms and Caroline stumbles out and grabs her head just as they're past it. She leans against the wall. The van travels down the street past cabs. Beefy guy rests his head against Dev's shoulder. The van drives over the Williamsburg Bridge. Traffic lights flow under and on top of the bridge. A truck drives over a highway overpass and the van pulls over to the side of the road beneath it. Nora hops out of the side door and the guys follow after her. They shut the doors and walk towards a line of people outside a building.
This is awesome!
Ridiculous. Okay, what are we supposed to do if she's not here, you guys? When she's not here, she's not, obviously.
Right there.
Hello. How you doing? Hi. Okay, everybody in.
Really?
Pile on in. Here you go.
Nora tucks her hair behind her ear and the tough-looking bouncer gives Nick a nod as he follows her inside.
I've been here for hours.
The bouncer holds up his hand towards people waiting outside. Inside the club, people dance and toss balloons above the crowd. Beefy guy peers up at a balloon and Nick steps towards Nora.
Hey, were you on YouTube or something?
What?
Who are you?
I'm Nora. I'm no one. I'm just the daughter of someone.
Daughter of who?
My dad. I'm gonna go find Caroline, okay?
Yeah, good luck.
Oh.
Hey, that's my song.
Really? That's this way. Song, kind of, really. That's cool.
And dance? You dance like this? Yeah, this is what, when they wrote this song, they were hoping people would dance like this.
Beefy guy dances with Dev.
Go like this, too. I'm not supposed to actually. Nick, just try and get as close to my hands as you can without touching it.
This is a very good dance, Nick.
This is the pedal bit.
Nick and Nora dance with their hands raised in front of one another. They try to sync up their hand movements.
You know the blow dryer?
He ruffles her hair.
Okay.
It doesn't work on mine.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Wow, you're soft.
I asked for the Ellen DeGeneres haircut.
Dance witch.
He's pushing me. I'm not doing it. That's not me.
I'm making
it. I'm not doing it.
It's all right. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Hi there.
Oh. Oh, hi.
Hey, baby.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? We're looking for Fluffy. What are you doing here?
We're looking for Caroline.
Oh, Caroline. Well, can't you just follow the umbilical cord? Oh, so.
Hi.
Nick, this is Tall. Tall, this is Nick, Triss's latest victim.
Oh, serious? But you're in that gay band. We're gay.
The Jerk-Offs. We're not all gay.
Yeah, you're pretty decent, except for being one arm short of a Def Leppard cover group. All right, yeah, take care, fellas.
You guys were pretty good, except you were two penises short of Shania Twain reimagination band.
Prettiest shoulders, prettiest hair, prettiest ears. Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tal holds Nora from behind at the bar. Nick stares over at Nora and Tal, and a man in a t-shirt and suspenders walks on stage.
Yes!
Okay. Batman knows what you want.
He's not sure if you want it enough. You really want it? Do you really want it? Do you really want it? Do you really want it? I got one question. Are you ready?
Damn it.
The bait and switch?
My baby just talked to the bum. How could I ever have been so dumb? And now I can't even get me some.
So listen, baby, what are you doing tonight aside from you being beautiful?
Well, I got something I really want you to hear.
Look here. I need to talk to you right now.
Okay.
I got some really important stuff I need to talk to you about.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna. You have fun, okay?
Nora walks away from Tal.
I'm just gonna go find Caroline, okay?
You're just gonna call me in 45 minutes anyways. For the gay band.
I said, hey, baby, let's make a porno. But she said, no, I want some photos. But we'll make them sexy, so I said...
One man break dances on the empty dance floor.
I get the camera ready, take off my sweater.
Beefy guy, Tom, Dev, and Nick walk past a line outside the club. Nora rushes up behind Nick as he adjusts his hood. She taps him on the back. Nick turns around to face Nora and she smiles. They stare at each other for a moment, and Nora looks down at the ground. Nick takes off his jacket. Nora smiles shyly as Nick drapes his jacket over her shoulders. Triss watches from the line outside the club as Nick opens up the back of the van.
Come on.
I thought we were gonna...
No, we're not. We're gonna just get in the cab, Gary. Come on.
Triss climbs into the cab beside Gary.
Follow that van.
The cab pulls out onto the street after the van and almost cuts another cab off.
Buildings high for you. But to call.
The cab follows the band's van down a bumpy city street. Inside the van.
So is that guy your boyfriend?
Sort of.
He's sort of your boyfriend, or he's your sort of boyfriend?
He's sort of my ex-boyfriend most of the time.
What is he the rest of the time?
We're friends.
With benefits?
Yeah, it's just the never-ending story.
It's like me and Tris.
I know that ended, remember? I mean...
Excuse me, you have a boyfriend or an ex-boyfriend with benefits, but you still go around kissing total strangers?
Trust me, that was an act of desperation.
Oh, yeah, okay. You seem pretty desperate.
Oh, okay. Well, Nick, you're not a total stranger, hmm? In fact, I'm rife with too much information.
What does that mean?
Okay, hi. I hate to break up the love fest back there, but does anyone want to tell us where we're going?
I can narrow this down.
Well, let's hear it, sister.
Okay. You know how some people like to eat in the same places?
Yes.
Okay, Caroline likes to barf in the same place.
The van pulls over to the side of the road in front of a store with Modern Gourmet printed on the overhang and fluorescent lights shining in the front window. Nora opens up the passenger door and hops out.
Hey, we're gonna get a hot dog around the corner.
Nora shuts the door and runs towards the store. Inside, a man with graying hair stabs a spill frozen on top of ice cream containers in a freezer with a pick.
Oh no, no more, no more.
Have you seen her?
Your girlfriend puked in the ice cream again. Last time it took me 1 hour to chip out.
Tris walks into the store.
Hey, hey, thought you got a ride home. What, do you like him or something?
Do you?
Well, I was with the guy for 6 months, so...
Yes, and you cheated on him for 6 months, so...
You didn't tell him that, did you?
No, I didn't tell him that.
Good.
I just feel like she's messing with me.
Who are you talking about?
Right now, Nora. No, Tris. Tris.
You just haven't figured it out yet, have you?
What?
It, you know? It. The big picture.
Guess not.
The Beatles.
Nick nods and chews his mouthful.
What about them?
This.
Tom grabs Nick's hand.
Look, other bands, they want to make it about sex or pain, but you know, the Beatles, they had it all figured out, okay? I Want to Hold Your Hand. It's the first single. It's effing brilliant, right?
In the store.
Guy actually cried. I mean, I made guys cry before, but it really broke him. And you know, I'm saying this for the both of you. I mean, I don't want to see you get hurt, but I don't want to see him get any more hurt either, you know?
What do you mean?
Word on the street is he never had an orgasm.
Trish shrugs and Nora stares ahead seriously.
Because that's what everybody wants, Nikki. They don't want a 24-hour hump sesh. They don't want to be married to you for 100 years. They just want to hold your hand.
A couple holds up their clasped hands as they walk by Nick and Tom. Nick smiles bashfully.
Let's stop doing that.
Hey, Tris. Okay, so who was on the street when you heard word on the street? Was Caroline on the street?
It's okay. I mean, some people just can't have one.
I can have one, okay? I've probably had like a million in my life, so.
Sure, yeah.
Whatever, how am I supposed to know, you know?
Oh, you'd know.
Nora falls Tris away from the till.
Look, I'm just afraid that if he gets with you and nothing happens, his self-esteem could really go through the crapper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is Tris. Oh, hey, bitch. It's Caroline.
What? Give me the phone.
Wait, what do you mean kidnap?
Why'd she call me?
You're totally grounded.
Give it to me.
Hold on.
Where are you? We've been looking for you everywhere.
Nora?
I found Jesus.
What?
Jesus! He's much taller in person.
I'm at a church, I think.
It's so... churchy and beautiful.
It's a church. Okay, which church?
Nora, I have to follow Jesus now. No, Caroline.
There's an altar boy with no pants on. Why do you have no pants on, altar boy?
Great. I have to find Jesus now.
Nora?
Yeah.
My phone?
Tris gives Nora a slight nod and Nora returns the gesture before turning around and walking towards the door. Tris cracks a smile and walks out. Nick hits drumsticks against his lap in the back of the van. Nora walks over to him.
Hey.
Hey.
You all right?
Is she okay? Yeah. I got a clue, guys.
Are we done?
One last stop.
Gary slides over as Tris sits down in the back seat.
Hugo, we're looking for Hugo.
Oh, she's at a church.
All right, let me check it out.
Nick exits the side door of the van and walks towards a giant historic-looking church. Tom peers into the back of the van at Nora.
What's wrong?
Tris, what's wrong?
Tris, please, that girl's got nothing on you. I mean, for one, she's awful.
Awful.
Yeah, and for two, you're amazing.
Amazing.
Nora smiles for a moment and it fades. Nick approaches intricately detailed metal doors fronting the church.
Yeah.
He steps away from them and walks around the building towards a group of homeless people on the ground.
Oh, hey!
Sorry. Oh.
I'm sorry. Don't
take my BLT, yo!
It's cool, Switzerland. I got this.
Hey.
What's up, friend? How you doing?
I was just gonna go
in
there.
You walked right in here, didn't you, little bird?
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
You're like a little canary in skinny jeans, huh?
Well, I was gonna go in there just to look for my friend.
You got friends right here. Me and Switzerland are here for you, baby. Hey, thanks for coming by. Let me ask you a question. You ever hook up with a dog?
But no. What? Like a dog, like a pet? No.
I don't. It's not worth it. I like you so much.
Yeah, I'm running away. I'm running.
Run away. Run away, little canary.
Okay. Whoa. What exactly did she say to you?
Something about an altar boy with no pants on. I don't know what she was talking about.
Midnight Ass, the all-male holiday review at Camera Obscura. Deck the Balls, Oh Horny Night. You guys never went to that?
It's a Christmas show at this time of year?
Since when does a queen need an excuse to sing?
A drag queen in a blonde wig waves pom-poms, and people dance in front of her in Christmas outfits.
For the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to thee 10 men a-streakin', 1980s dancing, 8 trainers training, 7 flies and zippin', 6 extra stitches, 5 Tay Diggs!
Nick smiles shyly and fiddles with his sweater zipper as he walks by tables of men.
4 crunch gems, 3 Frenchmen, 2 torn seams, and a dog.
No.
Caroline pops out from the Christmas tree.
Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah, Nora! I made it to Broadway!
I'll get her.
Merry
Christmas! Tris's cab drives down the street.
Right here. Stop, right here.
The cab stops and Tris hops out. She shuts the door in Gary's face, then turns around.
I'll text you, okay?
Back in the van.
You want us to take you back to the Hugo, Nikki?
Yeah, sure.
The bass is really good.
Thank you.
Okay. No.
You guys must be really good friends.
Yes, I am a great friend. It's always been like this. I'm the head squire in Caroline's quest for attention.
It's gross. You wanna look at one of these things?
Nick takes a hand wipe out of his pocket and rips it open.
You have a handy wipe?
Kinda handy.
What a gentleman.
Yeah, we had Chinese food like 3 weeks ago and
yeah.
Haven't used it. I never wash my pants. I like to keep the night on them.
Nick cleans Nora's hand with a hand wipe and Nora smiles sweetly at him.
I've been thinking more about Brown.
Yeah.
I think it'd be nice to know someone an hour away. Really wouldn't mind getting away from my minion duties.
Dev and Tom exchange a proud smile and Tom pulls the van over to the side of the road. A taxi drives past the van and Nora caresses Caroline's head in her lap.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Nick reaches behind him and pulls aside the blinds from the window. He and Nora look outside and spot Tris sitting on the hood of Nick's car. She smiles and perks up as she spots them. She waves and Nora turns around. Nick rubs his sideburn and Nora pouts.
Maybe I should just go deal with it right now.
Nora lowers her gaze and Nick purses his lips pensively.
Well, how will you get home?
Nikki!
We'll get home fine. You guys can still drop us off, right?
Yeah.
Nick frowns and appears to contemplate while Nora fondles Caroline's hair as she sleeps. Dev turns around and watches as Nick exits the van.
Nick.
Nora pouts dejectedly.
Nice meeting you.
She peers up at Nick and he looks around the van at his friends. He shuts the door behind him and Nora brushes her hair behind her ear. She licks her lips and gazes down at Caroline glumly. Tris sits with her legs crossed on the hood of Nick's car. Nick rubs beneath his eye as he walks towards her and the van drives away.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
You know what I'm doing here.
No, I really don't.
Well, it wasn't hard to find the only Hugo in the city.
I think it's the only Hugo in the country.
Aren't you gonna open the door for me?
Well, where are we going?
You're giving me a ride home.
How do you get a ride from that new guy?
Well, he doesn't have a Hugo.
Nick rubs the back of his head.
It's just a ride. It's late. Please?
Okay.
Nick takes his keys out of his pocket and Tris approaches the passenger door. Nick unlocks his door and gets inside. In the van, Caroline takes her gum out of her mouth. Baby, oh
my God. Here. I don't want to. Just take it. God.
Nora nods her head back against the wall as Caroline settles in her lap. She brings her phone up to her ear.
Hello? Hey, Tal.
Nora?
Where are you?
Nora chews on Caroline's gum. People line up outside the Crash Mansion Club and the van stops beside it.
I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. Go.
Nora nods and smooths her hair behind her ear. She kisses Caroline's forehead and gets out of the van.
Bye. Have fun. I miss you already.
Nora shuts the van doors and taps on Dev's window. He lowers it.
All right. You guys got directions? You know where you're going?
Yeah, we got them.
Okay. No stopping. No stopping for anything. I don't care if Brad Pitt is selling fruit in a thong on the GW. You cannot stop, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we know.
Well, good night, my hetero heroine.
Dev. Good night, Tom.
It was a really fun night.
God, I don't know what your name is.
It's Lothario.
Nora raises her eyebrows. Lothario watches after Nora as she walks towards the bouncers outside the club. They let her in and the van drives away. Tal peers down at his phone as he sits at a booth with his friends. He jumps up as Nora walks over.
There you are, yay!
Nora hugs Tal.
You made it.
Yes.
You graced us with your presence. You're the coolest girl ever. You want to come have a seat?
Yes.
Hey. Nora sits down beside Tal.
So, did you ever find a wine house?
Yes, you don't want to know.
Yeah?
Don't even ask.
You're going to be an amazing mother one day.
Thanks.
Yeah. What is this jacket? Who is Salvatore? Hey, what, I got something to be worried about here?
It's just a jacket.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Nick whistles as he drives his car. Tris reaches her bare foot forward from the back seat and touches the side of Nick's head.
I feel so safe here. Like when I was a kid driving home with my parents from some trip somewhere. And I couldn't help but fall asleep because that car, it's like I was already home. That's how you feel, Nikki. Like I'm already home.
Nick's headrest falls off.
Look, your car misses me. It's falling apart without me.
But you just did that.
Oh, come on. Are you really over me? You wouldn't have to get over me if you were still under me.
Wait.
What?
Driving.
Let's get on by the river. Right here.
Tris rubs Nick's head and he turns his car towards the river reluctantly. At the club, Tal nuzzles his face up to Nora's. He stares deeply into her eyes.
I'm very glad you came to see me.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I brought a present for you.
What? You didn't have to get me any present.
What happened?
Tal's band CD.
So, the history of the name, Azrael, it's like anarchy meets Zionism, you know, it's ironic.
Oh, man. You think Israel's ready for all this Jew fire?
Are you kidding me? We bring the Jew fire. So, do you like it? Yeah? Serious? Oh, that means so much. That means so much. Thank you so much. Really? Really? Aw, thank you. And, you think your dad will like it?
Tal strokes the side of Nora's face.
Whenever you're ready.
Hey, what? No. Did they just charge us?
What?
They just charge us? What the hell? Could you please talk to someone about this, please?
About that? Sure.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah. Sit tight.
Thank you. You're the coolest girl ever.
Nora approaches a waitress with the bill.
Excuse me. I think you meant 2 zeros, not one.
Nora smirks as she walks away and the waitress peers back at Tal's group. Nick drives his car towards the waterfront. He parks in a deserted area where grasses sway in the wind. A car drives behind Nick's car. Nick remains frozen as Tris kisses the side of his face.
I've been kind of getting some mixed signals from you lately.
Yeah?
Sort of.
Tris wears a mischievous grin as she places Nick's hand on her breast. She squeezes her hand over top of his and Nick's eyes widen.
Clears that up.
That's my song.
Yeah.
Tris bites her bottom lip as she opens the car door. Nick taps his thumb on the wheel and watches as Tris walks to the front of the car. She takes off her jacket as she stands before the chain-linked fence overlooking the river. Nick smiles as she tosses her jacket.
You sex-a-thing, you. I believe in-
Nick rubs the back of his head and Tris dances seductively in front of the car. She sways her hips from side to side and smacks her butt. She twerks and spreads her legs. Nick rubs his forehead stressfully and brushes aside his hair. Tris bends forward and flips her hair and Nick cracks a smile. Tris struts towards the car and climbs onto the hood. She presses her lips against the windshield and marks it with her lipstick. Nick eyes the lipstick mark then peers ahead. Tris bends backwards and flips onto her back. She kicks her legs in the air. Nick has a flashback to him ruffling Nora's hair at the club. In the present, he appears torn as he looks up at Tris. Tris gets off the car and lifts up her shirt as she walks towards the fence. Nick watches her for a moment then puts his car into gear. Tris looks over her shoulder as he backs away with the passenger door still open.
Hey! Hey, Nick! Are you kidding me?
Tris watches after Nick as he drives away. She raises her arms out to her sides and peers down at the ground. She runs towards her purse.
Gary?
Tris crouches down and grabs her purse. Nick drives down the road with a determined expression on his face. He stares ahead at the lipstick mark and sprays windshield wiper fluid on his windshield. His wipers remove the lipstick mark.
Oh,
Traffic lights illuminate Nick's face as he drives. He drives through a green light towards traffic ahead of him. Nora sits alone at a table in a diner. A waitress approaches Nora with a plate as she takes a large bite of food.
Assorted meat plate?
Right, just keep it coming, thank you.
The waitress sets a plate of food down on Nora's table. Nora brings a phone up to her ear.
Nicholas's phone.
Hi, is Nick there?
No, he's not. Would you like to call back for his voicemail?
Can I just give him a message?
Yeah, but if I need a pen, you're shit out of luck.
No.
Could you just tell him that, he really blew it tonight when he got out of the van?
Nora glances around the restaurant.
And, that even though he knows Nora probably never wants to see him again,
he'd like to apologize to her in person.
Really?
Yeah, where are you? Did you leave the city?
I'm at Veselka.
What are the cross streets?
2nd and 9th.
Okay, well, don't leave. I'm going to come over, okay?
In the meantime, could you pass that message on?
Nick hangs up a payphone and Nora smiles elatedly. She rubs her lips together and smooths her hair back. Nick gets into the driver's side of his car. He pulls away from the side of the street. Later, he walks into Veselka. He tucks his hands into his pockets, then untucks them, and rubs the side of his pants as he passes by an old man sitting at the counter. Nick smiles and tucks one hand in his pocket as he approaches Nora at her table. Waitstaff clean up the almost empty restaurant as Nick walks towards Nora's side of the table. Nick takes a seat beside Nora and pushes in his chair.
I have a confession to make.
Oh, you do?
I like your jacket.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's not mine.
It should be.
It belongs to Salvatore.
Oh, he told me that he wants you to keep it.
He does?
Yeah, he thinks it looks better on you.
Oh, that's
But
nice.
Don't tell his wife, because she gets crazy.
She's
really jealous.
Hostile.
Did she come here?
Don't touch, I'm not done. It must maintain its freshness. So, I also have a confession.
Later, they walk down the sidewalk.
For tall, I never really,
What?
Kissed anyone else till tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Unless you count Becca Wiener at camp when I was 13.
I do count Becca Wiener.
You do?
I don't know who wouldn't. You'd have to be a fool not to count her. How long were you guys together?
3 campfiry nights. Oh, me and Tall. I knew that. 3 years total.
Friends with benefits?
I guess.
What are the benefits?
Yeah, that's crossed my mind. I don't know. I don't know. He's just always been there, and you just feel ignored for long enough, and it's just nice to feel special sometimes. Like, what is it that keeps two people together for such a long time and it's just not working?
I can call my parents and ask them.
Do you want to go somewhere?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
Anywhere. I mean, it's only 4 in the morning. Where do you want to go?
Somewhere nobody we know will find us.
Yeah.
I'll drive.
Nora grabs Nick's arm. Nick's car swerves as it drives behind cabs through an intersection.
Aren't you impressed that I drive stick like a pro?
Nora scrolls through Nick's iPod.
This is amazing. You are literally like my musical soulmate. It's unbelievable. Except for all The Cure.
What's wrong with The Cure?
There's nothing wrong with The Cure, actually, but just the name, you know, The Cure. What are they the curing? Yeah, I get it. They should be called The Cause, right?
Maybe I'll take this for a bit and you can just focus on driving.
What, you don't like my sweet grooves?
It's just I need something to distract myself from the fact that you're driving my car pretty recklessly right now.
I'm a great driver. Fine.
Nora pulls onto a side street and stops beside bikes locked up outside a restaurant.
Oh, this is a really fancy parking job. It's good because if another car wants to park between us and the curb, they can get right in here.
Fine. I'll get closer to the curb just for you. Just for you, Nick. Just because you're picky like that.
Nora drives straight into a fire hydrant.
We're close enough to the curb now. We're right on it.
Sorry I broke your car.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll call a tow truck or something. And
welcome to
Electric Lady Studios, built by Jimi Hendrix in 1970.
What?
Do you have any idea who recorded here? Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, the Rolling Stones, David Bowie? Your dad owns this place?
Nora nods.
Is he this man?
Yeah.
Nora watches as Nick admires photos of Nora's dad with musicians and famous bands.
Wow. So what is he, like a former hippie, current yuppie, spoon-feeding the masses, the same old garbage? Stop me at any time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to use that in my graduation speech. That's, like, amazing.
Cool. Good.
Here, come on.
Tom, Dev, and Lothario drive through the city.
They're supposed to show up at Brooklyn Pool tonight, but it looks like Where's Fluffy is going to be at.
Hold on, listen.
I tell them? I don't think they deserve it. I should tell them?
Yes!
Nah, I shouldn't tell them?
Yes, of course you should. Come on.
All right, we'll give you a hint. Are you ready? 5, 68, 121.
Oh, come on! The numbers, they mean something.
It's a clue.
What do you say?
Well, 5, 69.
No, 68. Get your mind out of the gutter. The alphabet. The A.
There are not 68 letters in the alphabet.
Well, big damn it!
Track 5 from 68. That's
retarded. It's gotta be something else. Song titles, song titles. Are there no songs with numbers in the title?
It's an address. 5th Avenue, 68th Street, New York, New York, 102-1.
Address! It's an address! No, I can't!
Wait! Keep going!
Oh my God!
The van swerves in front of a car. Nick and Nora walk into a mixing booth at Electric Lady Studios.
Whoa. Wow. Wow.
Nick steps towards an electric guitar.
Oh, wow.
He grabs its neck.
I'm gonna throw up.
Well, don't throw up on the Strat, please.
Yeah, I'll try not to. Can I pick this up?
Yeah.
My God. It's left-handed.
Nick awkwardly strums.
It's like playing for the first time. Is this the job that you have lined up?
It's mine if I want it, yeah.
How could you not want this?
I don't know. I love music, you know what I mean? But I feel like if I work in it in here, I might not love it the same way anymore.
Nora peers over at the recording room.
I loved your mixes, by the way.
You heard those?
Heard one. 7. Yeah, I have 7 of them. I knew you liked Where's Fluffy before I asked.
It's kind of creepy. What was your favorite song?
Let's see, well, my favorite verse was, the way you're moving in your sleep, the way you look before you leap, the strange illusions that you keep, you don't know but I'm noticing.
I wrote that.
You wrote that? I love that.
It wasn't about her. It wasn't about anybody. It was just, you know.
Would you play it?
Right now?
Yeah, dude, look where we are.
You want to lay it down?
Yes.
Really?
Get in there.
Really?
Go. Go for it.
With a guitar slung over his shoulder, Nick walks towards the recording room. He holds the guitar as he steps down the small staircase into the room. He gapes at the instruments perched on top of the rugs in the room and then steps towards the microphone.
Can you hear me?
Check.
He puts on headphones.
Yeah. All right. I never should have let you drive my car because now it's ruined forever. It was the biggest mistake of my life to let you drive it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm used to it. She falls apart and I put it back together again.
Just like me and Caroline. It reminds me of this part of Judaism that I really like. It's called Tikkun Olam. It says that the world's been broken into pieces and it's everybody's job to find them and put them back together again.
Nick mulls it over.
Well, maybe we're the pieces, you know. Maybe we're not supposed to find the pieces. Maybe we are the pieces.
Nick and Nora lock eyes through the recording window and Nora averts her gaze.
Nick?
Yeah?
I'm coming in.
Nick's eyes widen and he holds onto the guitar as Nora peeks her head through the doorway. She takes a cautious step forward and brushes back her hair. She walks down the stairs into the recording room. Nick takes off the headphones and sets them down on a music stand. Nora wears a shy smile as she steps towards Nick.
Hi.
Nora looks down at Nick's chest and Nick stares at her face. He gently touches the bottom of her chin and she cracks a smile. Nick smiles as they lock eyes.
He loved to say goodbye.
Nora turns off the microphone beside her and she and Nick exchange a smile. She grabs his arm and turns him around as she walks towards a leather couch at the back of the room.
Tell he was free to get up.
Nora nods her head back, motioning for Nick to join her. Nick timidly lifts the guitar strap over his head and sets the guitar down. He tucks his hands in his pockets as he approaches Nora. Nora smiles lovingly at Nick as he steps before her. She leans forward and plants a tender kiss on his lips. Nick leans forward towards Nora as their lips part and kisses her passionately. Nora pulls Nick onto the couch while they kiss.
I'm not gonna compete with her, okay?
With who? I think Dev has the same bra.
I just I know I'm not like pretty like that.
Alright, you're beautiful.
A view of the guitars, amps, and pianos lining the room.
Why is this button so difficult?
Sorry.
Why would you buy these pants?
I don't know. I can't remember. cold hands.
Sorry.
Our hands are cold.
The sound bars in the mixing booth move. With their shirts on, Nick lays on top of Nora. Overwhelmed, Nora blinks rapidly. Nick takes Nora's gum out of his mouth and stares at it. He pops it back in his mouth and Nora lets out a slow exhale.
Okay?
Yeah, it's just a little embarrassing.
Don't be embarrassed. You're beautiful.
Nick lovingly caresses Nora's face and she kisses his lips.
Sorry.
A text from Caroline, found floofy. Nora's jaw drops.
Nick? How do you feel about Where's Fluffy?
Nick falls off the couch.
Oh my god!
Okay!
Hurry up!
Hurry.
I am. Oh my god. Okay, I'm ready. Okay.
Nick and Nora sprint out of the studio. Moments later, they run behind people who rush down a city street. Nora holds onto Nick's arm as they run beneath construction scaffolding on the sidewalk. A crowd sprints behind them. Nora beams as she and Nick run up a stairwell. They grip each other's hands as they move up the winding flights of stairs behind other people. They stop on a rooftop terrace covered in people in conversation. Nick and Nora gawk at the Empire State Building above them. They walk across the rooftop beneath string lights hung over their heads. Caroline spots them.
I'm here! I'm so happy!
What are you doing here?
I missed you so much.
How's it gone?
I'm never drinking again.
Hey, Nora.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Tris steps over.
You asshole!
Wait, you show up here with this Gaylord? You're trying to make a fool of me in front of my boys?
Do you realize that I had to walk back to 10 by myself?
You weren't exactly by yourself.
Shut up, Gary.
So you're telling me this is over?
You're seriously over me?
Come on. No. Wait a second. Come on. You're still going to give your dad our CD, right, aren't you? Come on, you know how hard we worked on that. You promised me. Oh, wait, it's all good. It's all good. This doesn't concern you, Sal.
Nick spits out the gum and it hits the guy from Are You Randy?
You.
Salvatore.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wait, what, you blew it with your own chicks, so you gotta run around town playing beard with someone else's?
Push me again.
And what, your band of merry men will bone me to death?
That's it!
Lothario headbutts Tal. He buries his head into Dev's shoulder.
Leave it. She'll go run to Daddy. Come on, come with me.
Nick watches as Tal holds Nora's arm.
Come on,
come on me.
Let's go watch the show.
Nick stares at Nora, who stares back at him with a dejected expression. He smiles slightly and Nora returns a small smile while Tal grabs his face beside her. A man wearing leather shoes walks with a guitar onto the stage. A man in green leather shoes holds an electric guitar and walks behind him. Fans erupt in applause as a man grabs drumsticks behind a gold drum set with a bunny on the kick drum. A man holds the microphone stand while he tightens a knob on the side of it. Nora pulls her arm away from Tal's grip and Nick cracks a smile. He holds his hand out towards Nora and she wraps her fingers around it. Gary watches nearby as they walk past people in the crowd holding hands. Nick and Nora smile lovingly at one another. Tal holds his nose and raises his arm.
For 3 years, I waste with Ira Silverberg's daughter, and what does it get me?
Nora, who's gonna take me home? Yeah, well, I hate your stupid band! Oh, and P.S., I cheated on you!
Go away.
Shut up! Let's go.
Don't leave yet, because we got one question for you. Are you ready for Where's Fluffy?
Later, a man in a suit runs up the stairs at Pennsylvania Station. Nick heads down the escalator and Nora lingers at the top behind him. Nick peers back at her.
Hey, what's wrong?
Are you sad we missed it?
We didn't miss it. This is it. Come on. You want to go home?
A smile stretches across Nora's face as Nick walks up the down escalator. Nora hops down the steps and plants a passionate kiss on Nick's lips. It was not enough. They travel down the escalator at the deserted Pennsylvania station. A man walks onto the street level with a briefcase in hand as the lights flicker above him. Taxis drive down the street beside the station as the early morning sun begins to brighten the city. Cursive lettering reads, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. Credits. Audio described by One Extra. Starring Michael Cera as Nick, Kat Dennings as Nora, Aaron Yu as Tom, Rafi Gavron as Dev, Ari Grainer as Caroline. Alexis DeZina as Tris. Jonathan B. Wright as Beefy Guy, Lothario. Zachary Booth as Gary. Jade Baruchel as Tal. J. Justin Rice, Christian Rutter, Giorgio Angelini, Darby Nawaka, and Cully Symington as Bishop Allen. Jeremy Haynes as Randy, Are You Randy? Sammy Mark Rubin as Sammy, Are You Randy? Glenn Kubota as Korean Guy. Marika Dekuik as Ukrainian Waitress. Marcel Simoneau as Drunk Kid. Seth Meyers as Drunk Guy in Yugo. Loreen Scafaria as Drunk Girl in Yugo. Andy Samberg as Homeless Man. Billy Griffith as Switzerland. Ruth Malachek as Homeless Caroline. Eddie K. Thomas as Jesus. Frankie Fison as Ticket Salesman. Marilyn McDonald as Janitor. John Cho as Hype Man. Kevin Corrigan as Man at Port Authority. John Cantwell, Nora Burns, and Eric Burnett as Nellie Olsons. Tony Kem as Are You Randy Fan, and Devendra Banhart as Customer in Delhi. Screenplay by Loreen Scafaria. Based on the novel by Rachel Cohn and David Levithan. Directed by Peter Solit. Executive producers, Joe Drake, Nathan Kahane, and Adam Brightman. Music by Mark Mothersbaugh. Director of photography, Tom Richmond. Edited by Myron Kirstein. Copyright 2008 Playlist, LLC. All rights reserved. Music supervisor, Linda Cohen. Casting by, Joseph Middleton, CSA costume designer, Sandra Hernandez. Production designer, David Dornberg. Co-producers, Nicole Brown and Kelly Konop. Producers, Carrie Kahansky, Chris Weitz, Paul Weitz, and Andrew Miano. Cord L. Hassler III as stunt coordinator. Stunts by, Chad Hassler, Jody Pin-Gabri, Norman Douglas, Brian Smidge, Bob Coletti, Jerry Hewitt, and Eric Soki. Stand-ins, Brian Salawoda and Allison Twyford. Production supervisor, Gigi Causey. Script supervisor, Tony Osso. Set decorator, Sarah Parks. Property master, Jeff Butcher. A camera operator / Steadicam, Jeff Mulstock. B camera operator, Pat Capone. Wardrobe supervisor, Sonia Sismasia. Makeup department head, Leo One. Hair department head, Laura Scrignoli. Best boy electrician, Sean Taylor. Rigging gaffer, Iris NG. Key grip, Ron Morales. Best boy grip, Melissa Guimaraes. Sound mixer, Damian Canellos. Boom operators, Seth Tallman and Vince Reed Camuto. Senior special effects coordinator, Matt Vogel. Location manager, Joseph White. Production coordinator, Joshua Huffman. Production accountant, Michael Wiggins. Construction coordinator, Richie Hebrank. Charge scenic, Levin Munlin. Graphic artist, Daniel McKay. Lead man, Scott Gagnon. Set dresser, Jeff Rollins. Unit publicist, Francis Fiore. Still photographers, Casey Bailey and Jojo Wilden. Instrument coach to Michael Sarah and Aaron Yu, Matt Keating. Casting associate, Jonathan Harris. Transportation captain, James Buckham. Post-production supervisor, Kiki Morris. Supervising sound editor, Daniel Pagan, MPSE. Supervising ADR / dialogue editor, Cheek Ciccolini III. Dialogue editor, Gaston by Raven. Foley artists, Anita Canella and Amy Kane. Foley mixer, Michael Marino. ADR mixer, Howard London. Re-recordist, Eric Harwood. Supervising sound mixers, Tatiam Coed and Greg Orloff. Post sound services provided by Sony Pictures Studios, Culver City, California. Music editor, Andrew Dorfman. Soundtrack on, Atlantic Records. Additional credits roll on screen. Released by Columbia Pictures, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company.